Praise God, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Praise God, beloved. You've reached Apostle William Foster here at Total Recovery Healing Ministries under the ordination of Turning Leaf Ministry Broadcast. Today we are excited because of the love of God and the love of Jesus and what he's displayed for us dying on the cross. So I would like to take the moment just to say happy Valentine's Day to everyone that's on the line, everyone that's calling in today. I want to just say we love you and we love God for loving you. And we appreciate the God, Jesus, love that you've given to display your, oh God, attentiveness for what we're doing on the series, oh God, of love and of greater faith and how God is bringing in, thank you, God, the greater power that we need in this day and time. We appreciate you for tuning in today, and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer and get into the service real quick here. Father, we appreciate you for your love. We thank you for your blood. We appreciate you for those, God, who have tuned in already, those who are on the way to tune in, God, those who desire and don't even know what to do to tune in. Lord, we pray that you speak to our hearts, God. Let our minds and our hearts be attentive unto your word. Jesus, we pray that you let your mind, let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. And Lord, bless us, God, that this word will bless someone somewhere, that it will reach the masses, God, that it will touch, heal, hope, and deliver us to another level, God, what we want to be and what you would need and want for us to be. Father, we pray that you give us, God, the excitement that we need. God, give us the joy, oh God, on the inside that the world did not give and could not give and cannot take away. Father, for this, Lord, we appreciate you for your blood. We thank you for your Son, and we thank you for the Holy Ghost power. And God, it's in Jesus' name we do pray, and we bless you forever, Jehovah. And we pray that you just take over. And we say amen and amen. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. God bless you. Once again, this is Apostle William Foster, Evangelist William Foster, if you will or if you please. From Total Recovery Healing Ministry, and today we want to be talking about the greater faith given, the greater power that be that's given through the faith and the love and the power of God's Spirit. Thank you, God. Oh, the Bible says so very well. I want to be talking from quite a few scriptures today, but I'm going to kind of run through some things and try to help us get to where we have to be. John, the third chapter and 16th verse here, that is Valentine's Day. We want to talk about some of the love that God gave and God displayed through giving us his Son, Jesus, and how even Jesus gave the love that he had to help us to see where we are and where we are supposed to be. Yes, Lord, we should all know it. Most of us do, most of us don't, so I will read it for you. Oh, God, Jesus, St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Ah, Jesus. But look at what he said in verse, 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that he would through him might be saved, through the world might be saved. Now look at what he's saying. He said, I'm trying to send my Son to show you all the love that the devil has taken out to cause chaos in the universe, my God. And, oh, Jesus, a lot of times we're in a place where we know what God wants us to do sometimes, but then somehow the devil gets in and twists or twists our mindsets as to what God was doing from the very beginning. Oh, let me read this to you. This is the word. Thank you, God. I'm coming from the King James Version. Oh, God. He said, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. He said, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as thing to be grasped, ain't that something? But emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, oh God, and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. For this reason, also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. Oh, God, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and in earth, on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now look at how he told us. He said, I put him in a place where he gave up all of his, oh God, his powers. He gave up all of his authorities. He, oh God, gave up all of his prerogative of what he wanted to do in his superpowers. And he came to earth, Jesus, to be born of a virgin, to accomplish the miracle within itself that God sent him from the heavens. Thank you, Jesus. Well, why did he send him? How did he send him? Not to condemn us, but to draw us back to God. He bought us back. He redeemed us back to give us the greatest power that be. Oh, God, well, what are you saying? There were so many things that happened in the heavens. Oh, God, Jesus, when Satan or Lucifer, if you will, was alive or was around, thank you, God. But God said, look, I'm going to ransom them back from you, Jesus. And now that he's ransomed us back from the devil, what Satan has done, he's tried to break out into the earth and be, oh, God, cause all kind of loopholes, all kind of trials and tribulations and strifes in this world and all the type of vicissitudes in our minds and in our hearts. But God said, look, I won't leave you comfortless, nor would I leave you powerless. Oh, God. See, we got to understand something. You know, I hear people say all the time, well, preacher, I was reading the word. I don't like reading out loud. I like reading to myself. Well, I need to understand something. Why are you reading to yourself? Thank you, Jesus. You reading to yourself won't answer anything. My God, I believe the Bible says faith come by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. It's something so powerful to me how God's spirit, the Holy Ghost, Jesus, he has to hear the spirit of truth, which is the word of God. And every time I read the word of God, I'm feeding the Holy Ghost, Jesus, what he needs. Good God, because he's saying, not only are you just reading out loud and feeding me, but you're feeding faith that's working a far more exceeding weight of glory for your life, Jesus. And how many people know, how many of you all know that the Bible said without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I'm feeding the faith that I have so I can receive the power from God, Jesus. And as I receive the power from God, he grows me in grace. He grooms me. Oh God, he blesses me. He restores me, my soul, Jesus, from the hands of the enemy and every wicked place of the devil. Thank you, God. Because the Satan, you have to understand, he's the prince of the power of the air. That what God did, God placed him here to let him be the prince of the power of the air. It's almost as if it's like a sick or strange game being played between he and the devil. But you have to understand, God said, I've given you power to overcome, God, while you're in the world. I've given you power to overcome the world. Thank you, Jesus. Well, what do we have? We have the blood. Jesus, let me slow down just a little bit. Well, what you saying, preacher? We got the blood. Bill, not only do we have the blood, but as you pray out, as you read the word of faith, the word of truth, as you begin to expound in your heart, meditate in your mind, oh, God, reverse in your ears, I'm sorry, oh, God, rehearse in your ears and tell your spirit what it is that you're going to do, how God is going to do, why God is going to do. See, you got to understand the steps of a good man, a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Thank you, God. So if they're ordered by the Lord, God said he takes the light in that individual. It's not so much as you doing it just to yourself. God said, I delight in you as you are obedient unto me. Thank you, God. And when you obedient and obey me, it is the way I told you to do. Thank you, God. All things will work out in your favor. All things will work out on your behalf. Well, let's go to the scripture again real quick. Let's read what Peter had to say about it. Second Peter, the, oh, God, first chapter. Begin at the first verse. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertained unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us unto glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world, through lust, beside this, giving all diligence, and to your faith, virtue, and to your virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, oh God, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you, If these things be in you and abound, they make you what? That you what? They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and or his will. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to understand there are some things that God is doing. He has placed some new things in the earth to show us what it is that he would have us to do, what he would have us to have. Can I go on and read just a little bit more? Watch what he said. Thank you, God. He said, but he that lacketh these things, Jesus. He said, he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. My God. So I don't understand. I get it, because we're still in this sinful body. We're still in this sinful nature, because Jude even said you're devilishly sinful, sensual in your mind, because you don't understand something that Adam and Eve did that triggered a reverse effect in the heavens and on earth that caused everybody to be messed up. Thank you, God. But God said, I'm going to send in a little peace. I'm going to send in a little grace. I'm going to send in a little faith. I'm going to send in a little patience. I'm going to send in a little mercy. Thank you, God, because I know that your mind is not meshed on me the way it should be. Thank you, God. Your mind is so discombobulated or so despondent as to how it's supposed to grow and develop, Jesus, because Satan is yet the prince of the power of the air. Hell, God, then you're so caught up with the sostratums and the things that the Satan is doing to make your mind be out of array with or disarray with me. Oh, God, he said, I call for divine order, I call for divine peace, and I call for divine joy. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and not only that, thank you, God, it has to be decent, huh, the way I set it up. Thank you, God. Jesus, and a lot of times we get caught up in what the world is saying more so than what God has already told us to say. Jesus, that's why he said, oh, God, these works and greater works than these shall ye do also, after I am gone, after I have departed from your presence. Oh, God, that's why I'm sending you back a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, to keep you in check, to keep you in alignment, to keep you, oh God, in a place where you are, oh God, established in the faith. Thank you, God. The Bible says so very well when we just read, make your calling and election sure. How is it that you can sit and tell me that you know the word, that you've been to church, that you're going and doing what God told you to do, and you don't even know who you are half the time? Thank you, God. Why? Because something has hit you so hard, you've, oh God, almost fainted or faded out. Oh God, but the Bible says, if you've been reading, oh God, the Bible, I'm sorry, it doesn't say, because the Bible don't talk, it declares, as we say, thank you, Jesus. And as the Bible declares, oh God, he said, men always pray and not faint. Thank you, God. The problem is so many people are fainting, they begin to start praying. Jesus, so if they begin to start praying, then so many things are coming up on us and hitting us left and hitting us right. Thank you, God. And Satan is sitting there back having a field. They laughing at these young children. 42 deaths within the whole month of January and all the way up to February. We should add to the more to it even the more so. So now it has become actually 64 deaths. Thank you, Jesus. And people are just still sitting around, going around as if nothing is going wrong. Oh, God, but he told us at the end time, the last days, the latter days, thank you, Jesus. He said death is going to be present and prevalent with us. Thank you, God. He's going to be snatching one to the left, snatching one to the right. He said, I'm just trying to get y'all in order. I'm trying to help your mind. You got to get into the word. You got to be able to pray a prayer of faith to know that God is yet on my side. God is yet blessing me to be more than a conqueror through him that loved me. Thank you, God, by him that loved me. I ain't got time to be sitting around worried about what the devil is talking about, this war going on over here, that war going on over there. Oh, God, the Bible said pray and not faint. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I ain't got time to be wondering about what's going on in your household, what's going on in my household. Oh, God, I'm not a busybody in other people's matters, so I don't have time to be listening to you and your wearisome thoughts and talking and our foolish idealism about what you should have did, what you would have did. Tell myself, I would have did this if it was me. Well, it ain't you, honey. Thank you, God. It's me, my God. God didn't call me to be that. He called me to be a prayer warrior. He called me to be an ambassador. He called me to be an inheritance for his kingdom. He didn't tell me to go and cut the sister up like that. He didn't tell me to go take the gun and blow the brother's head off. He told me to pray. Oh, God, and not faint. Thank you, Jesus. He told me to do good unto my enemies. He told me to pray and bless them. Don't persecute them and judge them. Don't say all false things against them like they've done against me. Thank you. He said, vengeance belongs unto him. Oh, God, and he will repay. Thank to God. See, that's the love. That's the Valentine I give everybody that's around me or come at me the wrong way. Thank you, God. Sometimes I have to catch myself because, oh God, I get people to understand I'm meek, but I'm not weak. My God. And that's what God says. Look, you stand your ground now. Thank you, Jesus. But you ain't got to come down to their foolishness or their idiocy. Thank you, God. Oh God, but you got to understand when things start happening, when stuff starts coming at you the wrong way, you got to pick up the word. You got to have the word hidden in your heart that you might not sin against God, because God is not concerned basically about how somebody treating you. He's more concerned about how you're treating the individual that came to taunt you and put you in a place to want to do something bad to them. Oh God, God is looking at your attitude. Thank you, God. And oh God, to determine your altitude. Jesus, for your altitude. Oh God, if you understand what I said, Jesus, oh God, he humbled himself under the mighty hand of God when he came down here to be born of a virgin. Yes, he negated all of his powers and authority. Yes, he negated all of his control, his supernaturalness. Oh God, he gave it all into heavens, but he called on his daddy. He said, Father, I know you hear me. I know you see what's going on down here. I know you saw that girl steal out my purse. I know you saw that man steal that gas car. I know you saw that little boy stole that lunch money. I know you saw, oh God, that woman came in there, Jesus, and threw that baby in the trash can. I know you saw this foolishness going on. God, do something about it. Have mercy on their soul. Jesus, save the situation, God. Bind the enemy, God. See, we got to learn how to pray. Oh God, Jesus, you got to go positive on every negative that the devil is bringing. Oh God, see, you got to understand somebody stole something from you. So what? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Glory to God. Oh God, the power of the Lord is my strength. The peace of the Lord is my strength. I ain't got time to be wondering about if I'm going to get it back or not. I know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can actually think, according to the power that working within me. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, I'm about to blow up out of my skin. I feel this thing in my sanctified soul. Thank you, Jesus. And I ain't got the time to be talking about what I've lost and what's going on with my body, because God said, Jesus, he said, by his stripes, I'm healed. My God, Jesus, oh God, he was bruised for my iniquities. Jesus, the chastisement of my peace, that was upon him. Thank you, God. Oh God, but I got the power back. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus, I called on the name of Jesus, and he answered me. Oh, he heard me from his holy habitation. Thank you, God. He was with me in the rain and in the storm. He was with me in the fire. Thank you, God. I went through it. Good God, today I had to suffer the persecution, but because it was set before me, like it was set before him. Ah, God, I ain't got time to be wondering if I'm going to come out, because he already told me I'm going to bring you out with a mighty hand. Jesus, stay right there in the fire just a little bit longer. Let me heal you. Let me deliver you. Let me fix some stuff concerning your life. Jesus, you got out of whack somewhere. You got out of order somewhere. I know. See, he looked at you wrong. But it's okay. I got that out. Thank you, God. I will cut it out. Thank you, Jesus. I will give him a stroke. I'll do something to him. But you don't worry about this. You be concerned more about what I'm trying to do for you. Thank you, God. Oh, God. And what the truth be told, thank you, God. He allows some things to happen with us, Jesus, just so he can find out where our heart still is. Oh God, everybody in the heart is not fixed on him. Oh God said it so very plain through his son, David. Thank you, God. He said it. Oh God, he said, they prayed to me, but their hearts are far from me. Good God. Well, God, what do you have to do? He had to bring your heart back to where it was. So a lot of people got a heart condition. Thank you, God. They got heart murmurs and heart palpitations and stuff all like that. But God said, don't worry about the heart. I condition the heart. I fix the heart. Well, hey, you can't pray for them. There ain't something wrong with them anyway. They ain't trying to do right. They ain't trying to live right. They ain't trying to, hold up. Get your mind right, because it's one point of time you weren't trying to live right. One point of time you weren't trying to do right. One point of time you weren't trying to act right. But God has somebody to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. You need to keep it in your mind, because God says such as some of you were, such as some of us were. Thank you, God. That's why he said have patience, have love toward one another. Jesus, fight the good fight of faith. Oh God, walk in the order that I've called you to walk in. See, you got to understand. I want to share this with you. You got two different sets of fruits, two different kinds of fruit. You got the fruit of the flesh, and you got the fruit of the, oh God, the spirit. Watch what he say in the fifth chapter, 10. Talk about the fruits of the flesh. He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, oh God, revelings, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, Jesus. Well, hold up. But I was told that they allowed the law to be set forth for the homosexuals to get married here, and the homosexuals get married there. I was told that it was, oh God, allowing the law that, oh God, homosexuals can adopt children, oh God, and bring them into their home and raise them like this, a couple. Oh God, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. But God said, no. Where'd you get that from? I never called for that to be so. Jesus, I didn't call Adam and Steve. I called Adam and Eve. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, and even they took you to a place where your mind was, oh God, messed up, and you couldn't even, oh God, turn from your ignorant, nasty, evil way. Now, let's talk about the fruits of the Spirit. Jesus, he said, but the fruit of the Spirit, verse 22, oh God, is what? Love. That's the very first one he named. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they, oh God, that are Christ's, have what? Crucified the flesh with their affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk after in the Spirit. Oh God, he said, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. I don't envy nobody. I'm not jealous against nobody. Whatever you got, that's what you got. God bless you. Yes, I wish I had a little bit more, but I ain't tripping off what you got. God gonna bless me. God got it. Jesus, my Father is which is in heaven. He sits high and looks low. He knows exactly the intents and thoughts of my heart. So everything I'm trying to do, thank you, God, I'm putting it on the altar. I'm placing it in his face. He told me to praise, and I'm going to pray. He said, praise him, I'm going to praise him. He said, worship, I'm going to worship. He said, shout, I'm going to shout. And does everybody know me? I shout the devil out. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, so you got to understand, I'm patient enough to outweigh the devil. Thank you, God, because patience is a killer for what? Desperation. Yes, Lord. And then you're desperate, you do desperate, stupid stuff. Thank you, God. Oh, God, the Bible says, he said, ignorance is bliss to a fool. Thank you, Jesus. Ignorance is folly and bliss to an individual who is a worker of iniquity. Well, what else is he saying? He said, jealousy, oh God, is, oh God, cruel as the grave, huh? Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. So when I'm desirous and angered, or when I'm, oh God, bitter, or when I'm just full of, oh God, vulnerability or resentfulness, that's why I should have had this and how I should have had this, then I go out and do crazy stuff. That's why we have to pray for our young men. That's how we have to pray. Five young ladies that's out here forming gangs, and they don't even know what the name of the gang is, but they're just making up stuff. Thank you, Jesus. And God God said, that's okay. He said, because goodness and mercy is still following you all the days of your life. I've chosen to call my people to be still and know that I'm still God, that I am yet fighting in the battle for you. Thank you, Jesus. That I yet am holding you up, that I yet am keeping you. Oh, God, that I'm yet blessing you, that I'm yet, oh, God, watching your every step. Thank you, God. I'm guiding you with my eyes. I'm guiding you, thank you, Jesus, with my hands. Oh, God, my mindset, your mindset is with me. Thank you, God. Jesus, everything about you is about me. My God, he said, and I have purpose for your life. Thank you, God. There's a destiny that all of us have to get to. Thank you, Jesus. And, oh, God, every day I was with my fiance. The other day in my mind, we were quoting the word, and we were confessing things, and calling things into existence. We were calling things that be not as though they were, believing and trusting God by faith. And oh God, he and let him move the way he wants to move. Oh God, bringing up the hopes, bringing up the faith, bringing up the prayer in God's mind, putting it in God's eyes, putting it in the Holy Ghost spirit, letting the Holy Ghost know, look, we believe God, we trust God, we know that God should do it, we know that God is going to take care of the business, we know that God is going to take care of the children, we believe God. Yes, we confess that we walk in triumphantly, we confess that we're totally saved. We confess that we're totally, oh God, give God the situation. Yes, God, because he is the destroyer of everything that's trying to destroy us. Thank you, God. And there's no failure in him because, oh God, he's caused us not to fall. He's too big to fall, his own self. So as we walk in him, we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh, but we fulfill the law of the Spirit. Thank you, God. And we know that no weapon that is formed against us shall ever prosper. Oh God, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we know that thou shalt be. This is the heritage. heritage of God, and our service is with him. Thank you, God. And our righteousness is of him. Thank you, God. And because we are the righteousness of God, we are the righteousness of Christ Jesus. We sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Glory to God. So therefore, we don't have to depend, but we lean in. My God, Jesus. And we shake the devil off every chance we get. Yes, Lord. We believe God. Yes, Lord. We trust God. Yes, Lord. We call those things. Yes, Lord. Because God told us if we speak it, he'll send it. Thank you, God. And because we know that we believe what we speak, we believe what we're going to retrieve. Yes, God. Oh, God. God is able to do exceeding. Yes, I told you before, abundantly above all we can ask or imagine in our mind. But it's according to the power that works on the inside. Yes, Lord. Jesus, because greater is he, huh? Oh, God, than he that is in us, than he that is in the world. Yes, Lord. And when you have the power to know exactly what it is that God wants you to have, thank you, Jesus, you don't mind running into it full speed because you know that God got your back. You know that God got your front. You know that the angels are already making a way for you. You know that God is the way. Thank you, God. Oh, God, help me. I wish I could get into that, but I can't. Yes, God. The Bible says so very well. I touch on it just a little bit. When Moses began to ask, oh, God, God, would you please come down and talk to these knuckleheads just for a moment, please. God said, okay, do what you need to do around the mountain. Set barricades. Set up this thing. Set up that thing. I need you to do this and do that. Thank you, God. Put out the charter horses, the rounded horses all around. He said, I want you to do something. He said, and when I do, he said, everything, oh, no. God, help me, Jesus. And instantly, the glory of God began to wake up. Jesus, and when the glory of God began to come before God and make way, the way straight, the whole earth shook. Jesus and everybody that was around got scared and go, Moses, go back and tell them that's okay. We understand. We believe what he said. Oh, God, we won't doubt your word. We trust you. We know that you're able. Oh, God, just lead us the right way and we'll go head on to follow you. Jesus, see, that's what you got to understand. When you have the greater power working down on the inside, when you come into your workplace, somebody need to know, Jesus, that woman didn't been with God. That man didn't been with God. Don't say nothing to him or her. Oh, God, you better speak and keep going. They're going to rebuke you. You better be careful. Thank you, God. Jesus, it's not that you're being ugly, mean, hard, or stern, but you stand your ground and you let them know, Jesus, just by my very appearance, just by my very, oh, God, presence, I'm a rebuke to the enemy. Jesus, and the enemy know that you've been with God. Look at what the man who with the demons, seven sons of Sceva. He said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are y'all? Thank you, God. See, they need to know that, oh, God, the Lord is with you and you are with God, Jesus. So that is what we talk about when we say the greater powers that be. The greater power are walking with us, talking with us, showing us the right way. Oh, God, guiding us and leading us, God. Jesus, not into the place of destruction, but in the way of life and delight. Thank you, God. Because I delight myself in him. He shall direct my path. Yes, God. And I ain't got time to be wondering about what it is that ain't going to happen. What I'm concerned about is what's getting ready to happen. And God said, Jesus, I'm going to make your life so blessed. Hallelujah. Jesus, everything around you don't know that it is me. It is of the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous. Glory to God. In my eyes. Yes, Lord. Now, I pray for all of you all on this wonderful day. I bless God for you. I love you. I thank God that you're going to be blessed and successful by this word and many other words that we have given. And I pray that everything that you're waiting for, everything that you endeavor will be blessed and will bless you thereby in this future to come. God bless you. I love you. And I pray that you be encouraged. All right. Good night.